Welcome back, everybody. Here we are, the One Great Work Warriors, and we are having a great show this evening. I'm glad that we are all here. I'm very excited. Welcome, everybody, in the chat, of course. And this is going to be a fun show. It is our two-year anniversary show, and we all decided that we should do this as a live stream and involve everybody that's listening in the chat. If you got anything you want to say, please put it in the chat. We will get to it, address it. But this is going to be a fun show where we're going to be talking about many things, mostly the last 2 years and some of the shows that we have done, which shows meant a lot to each of us, which ones really stuck out. There's a couple that really stuck out to me. So this is something I'm very excited for. I know all the other warriors are excited here too. So let's kick this off. Chris, do you want to kick this off? Who wants to kick this live stream off?
Welcome, friends. Thanks for coming. I'm just going to say right away, one of the episodes that really stuck out for me is the art of the craft. And that's because this is a lot of work goes into this and a lot of craftsmanship to put these episodes together between the mental craftsmanship of coming up with the ideas to the image manipulation to the video editing. Largely Brandon Spencer has been handling that. But everybody else is getting their toes wet with the editing, but just the whole process, a lot goes into it, getting live. And we've been meeting regularly for 2 full years. And I think that's a big accomplishment. And I want to talk more about that, but I'm going to hand it off to my man, Derek. And yeah, feel free to hit us up with any questions in the chat, and I'll put the our link there too in just a minute.
Yeah, brother. Thanks so much. And yeah, it's been a real pleasure and honor meeting week in, week out with y'all. And yeah, we've noticed some pretty significant growth with pretty much every individual here. You know, like looking at Brandon, I'm thinking like, geez, like he's already like mastered this craft quite a bit. So like, but you see folks like Jerry who, you know, just getting started on this and, you know, going leaps and bounds from, you know, where he started to where he's at right now and helping Chris with, you know, video uploads and editing and all these things. And so, yeah, this group, it's not like this mastermind meetup, although it could be considered that. But yeah, we're just here for a brother man and everything and helping one understand just the daily lives and how natural law applies to it all as well. And just trying to stay on that pathwork of objective morality, building ourselves up as well as the folks around us. And yeah, it's just a really fruitful environment to be around. And I just applaud everyone for just sticking with it because it does take some perseverance and consistency as well. So yeah, hats off to you all, gentlemen. And this isn't like some kind of like, you know, circle jerk type of episode or whatever the fuck, you know, like we're infallible human beings just like the next man, right? But you know, staying, you know, somewhat more disciplined with this pathwork means that we're, you know, it's focused in a lot of different ways. So yeah.
Well, I'll jump in right there. Yeah, this year's been interesting. Derek said something about mastering the craft with the technology and Chris. No. I'm talking about the video editing. You can never quite help master that. There's always something to you know, help to learn and get better on. But that's something that I wanted to get better on because it was. Video editing was always something that was not something a strong point. Sitting in a chair, you know, for long periods of time, and just doing that skill, something I wanted to get better at. So slowly getting there. But I want to thank y'all, you know, for constantly being there, and you know, sending in the slides and you know, doing what you're supposed to do to make sure I stay on top of my game. You know, like individual goals this year was good, but of course, like the main goal is to, you know, try to help spread this knowledge and of course, see a better world in the changing of mind toward natural law and freedom, which is, you know, we haven't gotten there yet. We're slowly chipping away at that, But yeah, individual goals. I'll get more into that later. But yeah, the video editing was big for me this year because I would rather do stuff behind the scenes. I don't really like to be the person in front of the camera. So if I can like do stuff behind the scenes, I'm very blessed when it comes to like technology. Extremely blessed. Thank you to all of those sponsors. So yeah, I'm constantly upgrading, you know, my craft. Just because I'm very blessed and I'm very thankful and grateful for what I've been able to do, especially this year.
Thanks much to Will and Henry in the chat for the good words. Much appreciated. Who's next? Rick? Jim? Jim's up next.
I can
next.
Go.
Okay,
I can
go ahead.
I can just add
Rick,
in quick.
Rick and then Jim.
Sure. I'm not going to take too much time, but... yeah, this has been an amazing. I was looking forward to this show because I really have learned a lot in the last 2 years, meeting with you guys every week, and that's a big thing to me in itself is keeping that commitment for the last 2 years, and that is something that in the past I have not always been the greatest at, and I found and just talking to you guys, and I like that. I like that aspect of having, you know, kind of like your feet to the fire. Like you make a commitment, you stick to it. And it's only served me well since I've gotten better, way better at that. And so I think I'm really proud of that. To have six individual people come together once a week, to me, it's really impressive. It really is. A lot of people can't keep things together for a few months. And so it's something that is really, I'm really excited to see. And also to see each and every one of us grow as content creators in our own unique ways. I'm more focused on radio. That's kind of like my thing. I love that. So that's where a lot of my energy goes. So I'm doing the work. I'm just maybe not doing it here as much, but I'm doing it. I'm just in a different location. But yeah, I've learned so much. And we have great topics too that we dive into. Like the one addicted to convenience was one I still think about. It just seems to be lodged in right now because we're surrounded by convenience. And it makes me just think. I just think of convenience, which I'm sure I'll probably get into later in the show, but that one and Zombie Takeover too, just because we see what's going on with people around the world. A couple of these really resonated with me, but they're all great topics and powerful topics. And I love these discussions. And I want to thank everybody who supports us and is here watching our content every month. Thank you. It's really cool. And I'm just proud to be here. So thank you guys. And I will pass it over to Jim.
Thanks, Rick. Yeah, I don't know. What can I say? 2 years ago, again, I'm not one to like even celebrate my own birthday. So I'm not like get excited about like, hey, look at this or anything. But I remember when I saw Chris's presentation about, you know, getting people together and that, and I gave him got in touch with him, and I didn't, you know, imagine it would turn into this. You know, it's like it became like this whole mastermind group, and we never really call it that, but it's like it's a really cool thing to be a part of. And for sure, I thought maybe I had a pretty good handle on things in the beginning, but maybe not. But I've gained a lot more over the last 2 years. I think I have a much better understanding from being with these guys, and I've made mistakes here and there, and I've like they were patient with me and that, and like sometimes I just didn't understand things. But yeah, no, it's been really cool, and just really appreciate it. But yeah, I'll say more later. I'll pass it to you, Jerry.
Great words, Jim. I just want to say that I'm blessed to be here. Thank you, Will. Thank you, Henry, for those comments. Feels great. Yeah, I agree, Will. That was one that set me up. It really helped me to feel like I was actually doing something of importance. Whereas before, I was more, hey, I'm just like dipping my toes in the water, like Derek said. And yeah, I mean, there's just a lot to talk about here. I'm actually excited to be here because I can kind of recap my journey in these past 2 years, and I get to share that with you guys because we're all on our individual journeys, but we do meet once a week for about an hour. Like, people go to church for an hour, maybe because they have they don't want to go to hell, or they are stuck in their religion. But we do this because we want to. We see that there's a problem in the world, and that the solution is to talk about it, right? You have to acknowledge it, talk about the solutions, have integrity, and then essentially take action. So I'll pass it to you, Chris.
Yeah, and that action, you know, that's wisdom. Wisdom is action. Not to say that there aren't such thing as unwise actions. We all know that's what a lot of the world's working on, steady, and they're committed to unsafe and violent actions. And we're, on the other hand, more and more committing ourselves to good actions that contribute towards what may help the future of humanity, which is a lot bigger than just us. But I think that is really the binding principle that makes this group strong and robust and able to hold together. Because, like, in the very, very beginning, when I had been through some different iterations of trying to be part of groups and trying to create groups, and I appreciate everyone I've been part of. I've learned so much, but so often there's been some type of disagreement within a group, or some sort of falling out, or just a disagreement, an ego, whatever. And groups fall apart and they splinter and they break apart. And when I started this particular group, I wanted to make sure that we were united on principle. And so before we started, each individual person who contacted me, I met with them, and I still remember those conversations like they're part of my life. You know, like, I remember especially the one with Jim, because I was going to pick up my sister from the airport, and I was pulled over in a gas station having this conversation with Jim Adams. And I remember getting off and being like, this is a solid guy. You know, I have no doubts this guy is going to be a solid guy, you know? And so each of these guys, I personally wanted to make sure and ask them what was their priority, and do we actually agree on principle? Because there's no point in doing this. And I think that's why this group is so strong, because that's our first priority, is the principles. And every time we've had some kind of disagreement, or something we've had to hold accountability to each other, I really want to give a big thanks to Brandon for being like kind of one of the strongest members in terms of that, of holding us accountable and not being afraid to say what needs to be said. And each of us have strong attributes, and that one Brandon's particularly good at. And when we're accountable to what we promised, and so we have to ask ourselves, what did we promise? And we've gone through that a couple times, and each of us has had times where we felt like I'm kind of slacking on this aspect of something that I wanted to do, and I'm going to improve my game. And we have, and I've seen everybody improve and be honest, and we're all dealing with our own problems. And I love the humility in the group. Jerry really stands out as someone who is just like incredibly humble. He just tells you exactly his real, you know, he is who he is. There's no doubt about it. You know, Jim, you know, you always come across super humble. Like, Rick's over here in pain, you know, sometimes he's crawling into his chair, but it's so important to meet with us that he pushes through all these frustrations that most of us don't have a concept of dealing with, you know. And then Derek, he's over here putting out like, you know, 10, 12, 15 hours of content every week, like working night to day, just editing these videos that no one really understands how much work he puts into. And then he's like waking up at whatever, 3 a.m. to make these meetings. And sometimes he's been like just barely hanging on by a thread, but you know, he keeps showing up, and consistency is what solves any problem in the world. I'm from construction. How do we move that big piece of whatever? How do we dig a hole in this hard ground? how do we carry this big thing up there and attach it to those other things? It's all like mind over matter and consistent, persistent choices to keep working on it. And that's what I really think that people can take away from this discussion, that if you want to do something, especially with other people, number one, start on principle, build a strong foundation. And then number two, it's not so much about doing it like flash bang, but being consistent and staying at it and little by little chipping away that wall of bullshit that holds you back from getting something done. So, yeah, I'll hand it off. Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome.
Well, yeah, Chris, thank you so much for those really kind words for everyone. And yeah, although I don't recall having that kind of initial discussion with you, but
you were kind of the one exception because right, we had already got to know you personally and you actually visited me. You know what I mean? Like, so you kind of came in live in an interesting way, but each of the other ones was an official meeting. So,
yeah. Yeah, totally. And, you know, it's one of those things where like we all can have somewhat of a degree of like default trust in one another here because under the assumption, right? I know that's kind of risky, but just knowing that everyone has, you know, studied natural law and like some of these eternal principles, especially like the do not steal, do not harm, do not violate, but, you know, with the self-defense principle as well, then, you know, someone like Chris isn't going to have in the back of his mind, like, oh, this guy Derek, he's like sleeping at my house, you know, I'm going to work and he's there. He could take whatever, this and that, and all these things, but they don't because there's like that brotherhood of just the common understanding that, you know, we can share, especially when we come to terms with, you know, our true selves and more like the world around us and the laws of karma and that kind of thing, then these things flow a lot more organically. And yeah, like hanging out with Chris and Leslie and meeting up with Brandon in Las Vegas. It's a strong connection I have with this group, and you know, it really means a lot to me, you know, seeing you guys on a weekly basis, even if, you know, half the crew I haven't met in person. I love you know, saying como estás, you know, to Jerry, who's out in the Yucatan Peninsula, right? Is that where you are in Mexico? Yeah, brother. And yeah, I mean, I've had ex-coworkers that are from there, so there's like these little things. And yeah, Jim on the East Coast, I love that mentality and accent that you bring to the table and this and that. Just that, yeah, the streetwise, just hands-on experience, which you bring to the table. And it's cool because you got that farm-to-table, you know, stuff going on with your work in this and that. And yeah, Rick, it's great to just hear people check in with, you know, hey, like doing two shows, three shows a week now, I think, Rick, right?
Yeah.
On Revolution Radio.
Yep. Yeah, so that was the third.
So being amongst the company of folks that are putting in work on a consistent basis, and it doesn't even have to be, you know, on the radio or ScrewTube or whatever. Just knowing that people are like constantly working on themselves, at least, or this and that. And even if you're just, you know, working on the daily grind or whatever the fuck, you're able to possibly give that Natty Law influence to the people around you. So it's kind of cool just hearing the stories on a weekly basis, because we always, you know, check in, this and that. We do a recording once a month, but, you know, throughout that time, we're constantly preparing, and yeah, we got to encourage and remind ourselves like, hey, we got to make some slides to juice up these videos a little bit, or spruce them up, if you will. I like that word. They don't have anything like that in French, but yeah. So for me, it's always been worth it to make it out at these wee hours of the morning out in the European time to meet up with the folks on the Western East Coast. And, you know, like when I moved back from the States back to France, you know, I told Chris, like, geez, man, I don't know if this is going to be, if I'm going to hang with you guys, and like, I might have to, you know, step away from the group because just making this time in this and that, I don't know, man. And so, but, yeah, just found it within me, and there's convenience of just being motivated and like being energized with you guys. Like it's like, okay, yeah, I'm up. I'll even pull an all nighter or just take a little nap and then do something. But then like, okay, yeah, like folks are still up on the West Coast and East Coast. I could do a live stream either before or after the show. So, hey, that's cool. So, and you know, a lot of things that we bring up in these discussions, I share quite openly in some of the videos that I've done. And like, you know, we have a lot of great reference material already, you know, doing over a dozen shows. And, you know, folks can check out them on all our channels, whether on YouTube. We don't like to recommend YouTube, right? But Odyssey, there's the Brandon set up a One Great Work Warriors official Odyssey channel. So that's the best place to check it out.
Hey, we're streaming live on Slavebook and Instasham right now.
Yeah, so with that, I'm going to pass it off. Yeah, thank you.
Those are great names.
But, you know, another one that sticks out for me is I was just thinking about Ishmael, because Jim, like, you made so much out of Ishmael, like the it gave me a lot of talking points just overall, you know. And I still have, like, talk about memories. I remember listening to it on audio walking in the neighborhood I was walking at the time, walking my friend's dog. And yeah, that, like, we got a lot out of that, you know, all of us reading that together. That was a pretty good, pretty neat project. So you want to talk about that a little bit, Jim?
Yeah, I love that book, man. I would highly recommend it to anyone who has never heard of it. Ishmael by Daniel Quinn. I've been, you know, in permaculture like the last 10 years or so, and there's a part of permaculture, the ethics of permaculture, that gets confusing. And I found out, like especially the third ethic, you can just point to that book. If anyone who doesn't understand the third ethic, it really boils down to just ecology and the law of rhythm when it comes to population and that. And that gets controversial and all that, but it's such an amazing book because it's a novel, but it deals with a lot of factual stuff. And I mean, I just highly recommend it. And I'm going to be presenting in the Funnel 4. And I think that's definitely what my presentation will be based around. I think it's going to be about the missing ethic. There's a missing ethic of permaculture, and has a lot to do with care. So caring for truth, that's what it is. That's the missing ethic. Spoiler alert. But yeah, I mean, as far as the last 2 years, I didn't even own a computer. Like, I had a piece of shit computer that my cousin gave me, right? And it was Linux. I didn't even know, like, anything about it. And so I've come a long way. Since I've had some time this winter, I've gotten better at editing, like, a lot better. And I'm having fun with it. And I can't believe, like, even though it's still cheesy and all that, I've been pretty impressed, like, what I've been able to do. And that's definitely thanks to all you guys, you know. That's part of this group forming too, is to help each other learn with the technology part of it all. So, you know, just taking it slow. I am slow, even though I'm from New York, I'm pretty slow, but I'm fast in Africa, I used to say, because I spent a lot of time in there, but I'm slow in New York. I'm like the slowest person in New York. Another thing is I love to say is I love how we represent North America, that Rick is in Canada and Jerry's in Mexico, and then we're in the States, and Chris is out west, and Derek is from out there too, but he's in France, so he's representing Europe, and then Brandon is in the South. And so, like, we're very, you know, spread out and just diversified. It's pretty cool. But yeah, just taking it slow, getting started. I've learned a lot slowly, and I ain't stopping.
That's awesome.
So pass it off.
That's awesome. That's really cool. I mean, everybody's grown. Yes, definitely. Everybody has grown in this group. And I remember, Chris, when you first started, presented the group, and it was like we were going to meet once a week kind of thing. And it's grown into something so much more in the last 2 years. And I love that aspect of it, as I was saying. And I see growth in everybody. And you're right, Jim. Even when I started a few years back, I had a phone. I didn't care about computers and stuff like that. I thought I could do everything on my phone, and they're good for their certain things. But if you want to put out great content, you quickly learn that you need more than a phone. So there was definitely a learning curve, which is amazing. It's an amazing journey. I'm still on it. I'm not the most tech savvy guy in the world, believe me. And I work hard to even do what I can do. And I basically learned from scratch. And Mark's course, you know, How to Become the True Media, was a huge help in making sense of all of this. I think people get overwhelmed, but it's so important just to start. I just look back and it's so important just to start. And I think a lot of people think they're not ready to start, or they don't know enough, or they don't know how to do this, and that holds them back. And you got to start. And I like what people are saying in the chat. Henry's saying you got to put the work in. That is just so true. You have to put the work in. There's no shortcuts in life. You have to put the work in. I think of my music. You know, I work at it daily so hard, but it's putting the work in. And Chris was saying earlier, like, you're not seeing these gigantic steps in whatever you're doing. But if you're consistent, you make little steps. You may not even realize you are, but you are moving forward. And those little steps add up to something huge in the process. And a couple of things I heard everyone saying, like you were saying, I think, Chris, you know, you need a strong foundation. And I think that's lacking in so many people. This is a strong foundation. It's so important. If you're building on a shitty foundation, everybody knows you build on a shitty foundation, disaster is going to happen. And so I think it's so important to do that work. It always seems these conversations I have with so many incredible people. I've had so many amazing people on my radio shows talking about these things, and it always comes back to the work on yourself. You have to do it. It's so key, because it's laying that strong foundation. And a lot of people, I think that's what they're lacking. They can tell you everything that's going on in the world and give their opinions, but they don't even know what's going on inside their own minds or their own bodies. And they call it shadow work. Good. I heard that used so much now, but it's so important. It really is, to do that internal work. And you got to be consistent doing the work on yourself and building that foundation and making that commitment. So it's really cool. I just love to see how Chris's original idea for this group, how it started, where, like, the beginings, and then where it's gone to. And I'm excited to see where it's going to go. Like, everybody's improving. Brandon's doing a 24-hour live stream, which is so cool. There's so much growth, and it's not all in one big motion. We're taking little steps. And then as somebody was saying, we have setbacks where we got to check each other once in a while, because it's not hard to get veered off the path a little. All these distractions coming in. So there's so much information coming at people. It's not hard to get distracted. And this is where the work on yourself comes in. You need to set core principles and a strong foundation. And that starts with the work on yourself. And yeah. So I'm babbling, so I'll pass it off.
I'll go Derek had, after you. Derek had, was talking about our Jim had kind of mentioned care earlier, and I was thinking about, you know, Derek getting up early in the morning, you know, because right. That takes care, you know, to get up at 3 a.m. once a week, and it's early. You're in a different time zone, but also too, you know, the care that everyone puts into the group, you know, constantly meeting, you know, because we all have different things that we could be doing. We all have family members, we all have loved ones, mm-hmm. You know, how we all work, we all got bills to pay, you know, we all have a normal, you know, life. So there's things outside of, you know, this realm that people don't see. You know, like we all struggle, you know, we all have our own problems that we all have to deal with, but we still care enough to come together, you know, to put whatever bullshit, you know, that's going on in our daily lives aside to sacrifice that time to do this kind of work, you know, to come together, you know, to try to, you know, do what's morally right. Chris had asked us earlier, you know, like what was our favorite episode, or, you know, like one that would, you know, kind of resonated well. And of course, with me, it would be the word and etymology, you know, because trying to navigate through reality, you know, having clarity, being able to see, being able to understand words is highly important. And that show right there was kind of like at the beginning of kind of like how later shows, you know, like setting structures up into the mind so they can start to understand symbols and words and think in reality. So yeah, that one right there, which is key, because you know, just trying to align with how reality is hell important. And if we can't interpret things correctly, then what good is clarity? What good is our vision? You know, like what good is being able to see? What good are our eyes? You know, what good are our senses? What good is our perception if we don't know how to accurately, you know, perceive, if we don't know how to accurately take in, you know, information? So that started off, you know, with the clarity in words. So yeah, that one right there was, you know, one of my favorites, which I'm kind of biased because I spent so much time with each episode because I'm video editing them. So, you know, like I see like each episode 3 to 5 times just going back and forth and fucking Hell Adventure Resolve. So it's kind of hard to pick one, but they're all pretty good. So yeah. And then you know, it's a constant commitment, man. You know, because some days, you know, hell, I always let y'all know, like, hey, if I'm calling softball games, I may be running late. Sometimes I'm like running in here and I still have an umpire, you know, shit on. You know, I'm like, hey guys, about to go take a quick shower and shit. And like hell, that's the commitment right there, you know. So it's a lot of shit that people don't see, you know, that happens, you know, behind the scenes as far as, you know, like doing this kind of stuff or just trying to maintain, you know, like anything else. So, but, you know, have much love because it's been 2 years. And yeah, hell, Rick talked about the 24/7 live stream. That was a huge accomplishment to try to just keep this knowledge flowing, keep this information out, and to, you know, try to respect my other peers, you know, like, in this battle toward freedom, and, you know, spread their work, spread their information.
You've been doing a lot, Brandon. I mean, you've definitely inspired me to level up my game, and I'm like, Jim, I'm going very slow, and my next step is to upgrade my, get a computer, the Mac Mini M4. I'm thinking about getting that, but I'm not sure. The whole point is that it's in my head. I'm thinking about it. So this year, I'm going to upgrade my gear so I can start editing faster, better, essentially maybe live streaming. We'll see. And, you know, it's needed for content creation. And to answer Chris's question, which is my favorite episode, I think one that really stands out to me is the dangers of compromise, just because really doing what I said I was going to do is very important. And to break that is losing a part of yourself, like Brandon said eloquently in the What Is a Man? And I was revisiting those episodes earlier today, and someone said that maybe it was you, Rick, that said, I mean, sometimes we have setbacks and we don't do what we said we were going to do. For example, I And I don't know if this is the humbleness you're talking about, Chris, because I'm just kind of sharing my experience. I made a schedule this week. Here's what I'm going to do this time. And I didn't follow it. I just started watching our videos. So that's something I have to work on. But yeah, I just appreciate you, Brandon, and everyone here. And so what else? I remember just watching myself from 2 years ago. I was nervous as fuck. I maybe spoke for about 30 seconds tops and like passed it on to someone else. And I now fully grasp what you guys were saying. It's so important. So I highly recommend you guys go check out all our episodes, really. But another one that stands out to me episode is perseverance, because you have to persevere, dude. There's going to be ups and downs, especially when you're down. You just got to keep going, bro. You got to have that. You got to turn on the headlights, you know? You got to set in to the next gear. And I think if it wasn't for you guys, I would not be here, because you guys were a big influence on me. And I think that's why we're here, to inspire others to take these words and implement them into yourselves and apply them in your daily lives, you know, influencing others towards that natty law. And I'll pass it to Chris.
Just real quick, because Henry said he needed to upgrade his CPU, and this is something I'm familiar with. Henry, if you do not have a motherboard or a CPU within the past 2 years, which I'm assuming you don't, then I would just upgrade your whole system, just because the performance you're going to get is going to be top notch and much faster compared to like older CPUs from like 4 or 5 years ago. You're going to get better encoding, and the reason why you want to just go ahead and update your motherboard, because you're going to have like faster RAM, have faster PCI Gen slots, have faster have USB ports. So you're just going to have more capability when it comes to, you know, like more accessories, as far as, you know, like plugging things in, SSD drives, you know, because we're at Gen 5, soon to be at Gen 6, SSD speed. So you don't want to, you know, get a fast CPU, but have a slow motherboard, that's slowing down ports and stuff like that. Or, you know, like get a Ryzen 5, Ryzen 7 5700X, and you're on DDR4 RAM, you might as well just go ahead and upgrade to DDR5 and just get the fastest, you know, speeds, and prices are really reasonable. Assuming you don't live in the EU. So just to pass that on.
Yeah, and this is why we're so fortunate to have folks like Brandon up in the mix that, it's like inspiring and motivating to like upgrade our shit and, you know, stay on top of this tech situation sometimes. Like, absolutely. Yeah, so I love the introspect on the tech that Brandon brings and all that stuff. Yeah, Chris, what's good, man?
Tech-tastic. Yeah, the tectonic plates are always moving, so we got to keep dancing around. And, I loved, like I said, I loved Art of the Craft. I think that nails it. And I agree with Jerry. I think, you know, what is natural law? All-time greats. I just keep that one pinned to the top of my YouTube channel, hoping that, you know, if people pop in there that they see that one, because it's so awesome. But I also really had a lot of fun with the zombies episode, and I wanted to bring that up because, number one, I just had a heck of a lot of fun making a lot of thumbnails and not thumbnails, but slides for that one. But also because it's kind of like, the other point of all this is that we're trying to keep ourselves aware and keep each other aware in terms of consciousness. And right. I don't care if you're aware of what maneuvers so-and-so is making in the news and, you know, who's invading who and the world scene. That's not what I'm talking about. Being aware in terms of showing up for people, like we're talking about showing up for each other every week, is very significant. Think back in your life. Teachers are a good example. Most of us understand that the education system is rotten from its core, but most of us can remember some teacher who showed up for us in a way that other adults didn't and left a mark in a good way. And when your friends show up for you, or when you know someone's going to show up and you're going to be the one that's late, there's a pressure to show up. And that's what we've created with this for ourselves. It's like we created a job for ourselves. And sometimes it is a little bit of a bear, you know. Sometimes I'm out working, I'm cold and wet after a long day's work, and I'm coming home and just like, man, all I really want to do tonight is grab a beer and watch some Netflix and fuck it, you know, smoke some weed. But I know it's Tuesday night and I have a commitment to these guys, and they inspire me just like I inspire them. And so I'm not going to just not show up and be a zombie, you know, like, so, you know, I think that zombie thing really typifies what we're getting at. You can be a zombie in all kinds of different aspects of your life, just not care about something, even tech, right? Mm-hmm. I was a tech zombie back in, like, you know, before I got into all this. I'm going to say, like, you know, before 2010, really. I remember getting that iPad, and that was like the most amazing device I had. I was like, I called it my crystal ball. I'm like, you can ask it anything, you know? And then I went and asked it all these questions. It's not really my fault I got into this conspiracy stuff. It's really more the iPad's fault, which is Apple and Google. It's their fault for bringing me all this stuff. You know, they started showing me the geoengineering, and 9/11 was an inside job. It's their fault, really. You know, so, but, you know, being aware, being conscious is keeping asking another question. And that's what forces us to do when we're doing these episodes, because we're like, okay, the topic this week is addicted to convenience. What am I going to say when the spotlight's on me? You know, and yeah, you really have to force your brain to go that extra mile. Like, okay, I know that we're addicted to convenience, but what else, you know? And then when we sit here and hear each other go back and forth on it and hear the replay of it, like Brandon, when you watch and edit, you're putting these things in your mind, and your brain is like putting things in compartments and reorganizing things and re-putting them together. And every time you have these conversations, you've exercised and practiced like jabs and boxing. And then, so if you get in a conversation with some random person and they're like, and they just come off like, well, what are we going to do without roads? You're like, hey, let's talk about roads. I got a few talking points on roads, actually. A, B, C, D. Let's bust out some trivium. Let's bust out the etymology. Where does the word road come from? You know, it's like, if you wanted to, whatever topic that we've talked about thoroughly, we all have built up that much more ability to make sense the next time. And especially because we've heard each other's point of view mixed in. So I think that that's pretty valuable. So yeah, here's to consciousness and being awake and aware and not being a zombie. So thanks guys for helping with that.
That was a good episode that we did. I like it. You know what I like? Like, I, a lot of the episodes that we've done, at the, when you look at the topic, at least for me, a lot of the times it's like, wow, this is going to be a really simple conversation, and then because we plan these a little bit ahead, and so it gives us time to think about it and plan what we're going to say. And I find that as soon as you start digging into it, it becomes, it's like, wow, there's way more to this than you think just by the title. You know, you think it's going to be an easy thing to think about, and then when you really start digging into it for a while, it's really fascinating to me. And then hearing your guys' thoughts on it, that's a great point. Hearing each of our thoughts on that, it's really, it gets you thinking. It gets me thinking, that's for sure. I find myself thinking a long time after episodes. As I was saying at the beginning, I'm still this whole addicted to convenience thing. It's, I don't know, it's just stuck. I just really hyper aware now of the great conveniences that we do have, but what we're sacrificing to have them. So I think about that a lot. And I just want to say I'm thankful for Brandon in the group for his tech knowledge, because I was like you, Chris. I remember when I first got my computer and people were like, oh, if you want to do interviews, you need OBS. I'm like, what's an OBS? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I had no idea. I really didn't. I didn't know OBS. I didn't know any of this stuff. I knew how to get on my phone and basically search things on Google or go on YouTube and watch a video. I had no idea what OBS was and stuff. But if there's a will, there's a way. You will figure it out. I figured it out. It took, but that's the persistence and,
So it's, you know, you got to be persistent. And if you want to learn it, you'll figure it out slowly and keep at it. And yeah, Brandon, it's great that you have all this knowledge for tech stuff, because you're a lifesaver in a lot of ways. If I never need to get anything tech wise, I would go to you. I'd be like, because I just don't know. You're so up on date on it. And that's great. I mean, we can't all be all things. So that's just my thoughts.
Yeah, Rick, and I love just playing off of your, you know, the title of your radio show. I've been thinking and all these things, and yeah, like it, all these conversations we have gets us thinking a lot. Yep. And yeah, you're right. Once we introduce a topic, we're like, okay, yeah, that seems pretty simple on the surface, but then you unpack it, and then like, okay, yeah, like you could. And this is what I love about, you know, watching videos like this and being a part of them, is that you get the eclectic perspective, and it's a beautiful thing. What can you say? And we can all be better and this and that. I'm not trying to, you know, like gas us up or whatever, but I have noticed with everyone individually, you know, looking back, you know, from episode 1, 2, 3, take it to the current, there is some significant progress and refinement and quality. Just look at the quality of videos and what Brandon has done with the editing and all that stuff. Check the rhetoric, you know, and bringing forth more of that knowledge that could be esoteric if you want. And yeah, we could get into those, you know, hidden laws of nature, which is what I love to talk about, you know, natural law and all these things. And that is one of my more standout episodes that we did, as well as, you know, what is the great work. But more of the more recent ones as well, it's like these things like keep circulating in our heads and they apply to so much. And like even like the addicted to convenience, and Chris, I love the fact that you open up the roundtable again for the folks and friends and whoever would like to jump on your podcast, End Evil. You know, who wants to end evil, guys? Like, it's available. You know, you can chime in every Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But, you know, so, Jerry, you made me laugh thinking about, yeah, I like the fact you noted the episode we did on perseverance, and I don't want to sever my train of thought per se, but yeah, that episode had me. I was fresh back in Paris, in France, and I had a long week stay in Paris before coming back home to the south where I am. And I remember I had to like take a bus and then run like at least a mile, because the bus wasn't, you know, it was at like 1 a.m. and all these things. And I was leaving a good friend's house after making sweet love and this and that, and like running on these cobblestone streets. I fucking tripped and I fell with like my backpack and I had my computer and all these things, and I cracked like my rib cage. Like I was like hurting bad during that episode, but I was like, just gotta persevere, you know, stick with the theme and all this. So yeah, it's just like really cool memories. And yeah, Chris, I really like that, you know, like, yeah, like hitting up Jim at the gas station on a road trip and this and that. And yeah, like one of the last conversations I had in California with you guys was, you know, on a road trip, leaving Reading, where Chris is at, and just hanging out with them and just in the car listening to you guys. And yeah, it's a really comfortable place to be with you guys. And yeah, cool conscious cats, you know, what can I say? So yeah, I really appreciate y'all. And yeah, Jim and Jerry, I guess y'all are next.
Yeah, I just want to say, I really love that name. I've been thinking, Crypt 3, I've been thinking. It's such a simple, you know, name, but there's so much more to it. You know, it's more like saying I'm not believing, or you're just like, I've been thinking, and you guys need to start thinking too. You know, like start thinking critically, and you know, listen, and then you know, listen to what Rick has to say or who he's interviewing, and people are thinking. You know, it's like let's think about this. You know, that's really what we're, but all these shows we're doing, we're thinking about, you know, the truth about the reality of things. So, but this year, most recently, I was excited about the Voting is Violence episode because I was anticipating that one. And I don't feel like I probably said, I always feel like I don't say come off. Sometimes I come off better than others, but I remember like being, I wish I did better on that one. But because, you know, it was the election year and, you know, we're still in it, but I just wanted to like get that out, like get people to like, maybe one person could, it made sense to get someone to think a little bit about voting's violence. What do you mean? Yeah, well, think about it. And then Jerry had mentioned about the, you know, being nervous and all that. So I'd say my favorite episode is the first one. Because I remember, too, being like, holy shit, am I really doing this? Like, I was really, like, nervous about it. And,
you did good, honestly. I watched that just the other day, actually, because we did a show on Europa Natural Law about, you know, what is a right and all these things. So I was like, yeah, I got to watch that Warriors video. So, yeah, that was awesome. And, yeah, for a debutant or whatever, you know, like for your debut, that just staying true, that's cool, you know, and like just speaking from experience, you know, that's it's great to see y'all do that, you know. But yeah, go for it. So
now he's putting out content all the time, little clips and that. Jim, you've come a long way, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, check him out on Instagram, Earth School Farm, right?
There you go.
What's going on?
Yeah, that's mostly where I've been, and then I'm working on more stuff on YouTube lately, so with the Earth School Farm stuff, because more people follow me there. So, but yeah, no, just again, you know, I've said enough, but appreciate all you guys, so pass it off.
Are we back to me? Yeah, I guess
I think it was Jerry, but
no, Jerry, you're up.
Go for it, Chris.
All right. Well, I'll just say, you know, I was thinking another episode that I really like was, now I forgot which one I was going to say. I got distracted. Oh, you're up, Jerry. I'm stuck.
Yeah, get him. And then afterwards, you know, we could talk about what's next for the new year and all that.
That's stuff. Exciting. That's what I'm – and I was just reading the chat. Greg was asking Chris where he should start with our content. And it's pretty simple. Episode one, I would think.
Oh, yeah. I put that link in, but I'll re-put it
at
the end here. So
and far. Thank you for being here, Greg. That's awesome for your support.
Playlist on Odyssey.
There you go.
Yeah, the playlist on Odyssey.
Yep.
Yeah. Here's as well as my YouTube link. Channel, Waking Your Mind. I have one for us. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And we got some big, you know, towards the end of this, I got some announcements to make. But, Jerry, you got anything else you want to say before we start rounding out this?
Yeah, man. I mean, just once again, saying it again is, man, coming together is amazing because it's something I can't do alone. But we all come together, put in our creative juices, and create this end, this video. And it's really beautiful. And I have a lot of joy in it. And I mean, not to get ahead of myself, but one thing I am working on is to speak faster and with less pauses and with less stutters and ums and kind of hesitance. So there's going to be a big shift in me. Prioritizing that, because what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And you know what? Bring it on. I'm going to put out content and I'm just going to manifest it. Now, a good topic or a video we did is the what is the great work? So I'll pass it to you, Chris.
Thanks, Jerry. And
hold on, Jerry, because you had some good points on that. Did you want to mention anything about that? Because, yeah, I was brushing over that earlier, and I was like, yeah, that's what is the great work and all that. And, like, people see us like the one great work warriors. So, yeah, man, like, did you want to just, like, touch on that just, like, real quick before you hand it off to Chris? Or
absolutely. So
sorry, Chris.
When I was in our earlier videos, I sort of kind of – hopped on the videos and did it live a lot of the time. Not to say that I still don't do it, which I have to change. And when we did that episode, I thought I knew what I was talking about. I think like Jim said. And later on after the video, I realized, holy smokes, this episode is so important. Like, this is one for the records. So really understanding that, like, I have to just say, you guys are freaking legends, dude. You guys know where to go, and you're bringing me along with you. So I'm just grateful, and I'll end it there.
Yeah, I was about to thank you, Jerry, for your support, you know, the stuff you're doing behind the scenes that people aren't seeing of getting the podcast uploaded is making my life way better. And it's giving me more time to just work on creating. And we've been able to bring in like fresh shows every week for quite a while now, since we've done an End Evil podcast replay or anything. So, you know, that's hard to do, to keep something coming every week. But this week, Thursday, not tomorrow, but the next day on the End Evil podcast, I'm going to play an interview of Leslie Powers. I'm pretty excited about, and from time to time I would like to play, you know, some of my other content creators' work on my show, on my stream, to just sort of highlight their work. And that's what I've always tried to do with the show, is bring other people in, so whoever's listening gets a rounded, it's not just my point of view. It's like, you could disagree with me, but what do you think about all these people? You know, mm-hmm. These people are saying the similar thing that I am, in their own way, in their own character, in their own personality. And it agrees with what my soul is telling me. And if anyone is listening carefully, their soul will transmit a very similar message, and they'll hear the same reverberation. And when we listen to more different people and have conversations with more different people, it's like we get this more synapses in our brain, more seats at the table in our mind. We can imagine, what would Derek say? What would Brandon say? What would Jim say? You know, what would Crip Rick say? What would Jerry say? And by the way, Jerry, you are leaps and bounds getting better at how quickly you speak, and speaking with more accuracy. And something Leslie and I talk about, I have a kind of run at the mouth thing where I can just keep talking and jump from one metaphor to another and stop with a little story and then stop in the deli about a little story that happened there.
And you are great for
grandfather energy. Great grandfather energy.
I got the grandpa story energy, but I have to work on reeling it in and being
Chris is awesome for radio.
Lay it down the line too and not go all over the place. So that's
just let him go.
Yeah, try to oversteer. Kind of control it to a straight line and make a point without getting too far off in the weeds. So that's my training and practice. So yeah. Any more last words, you guys, before we close it down tonight?
Well, I just want to say real quick, because Chris, you're inching towards your 50th birthday. Jim, you turned 50 this year, I believe. Crip Rick, you're
35.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I hope to have the same length of hair and quality when I'm that age, too. Yeah, Brandon, you're 38?
I'm 50 something.
Yeah, I'm 38.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. Damn. Jerry, you're 33?
29.
Oh.
29. Oh, 21.
We're all aging like gold wine and whatever, right? But you see the – I mean, I'm 41. Sorry, I didn't want to exclude myself from that. But, yeah, like – it doesn't matter the age because that's a number. But you recognize this? I bought this from Justice Wagman. You know, it's – the Feather of Mayotte, and within 24 hours, I was hanging out with Chris Jansen in California after acquiring this in Oregon. And it's symbolic for me. I left it in California. I just brought it back from France. And yeah, just keeping the balance of our daily lives, what we do on camera and all this stuff, and then some, and more some, and therefore, and such, right? But the main thing is the balance and, you know, making sure that your cup is full so you can, you know, transfer some of that good to others. Because otherwise, you know, it's not going to be a good quality exchange. As we talked about with, you know, what is the great work and having that inner work properly done. To a great extent to, you know, extend the greatness out for others to learn from. So, and then just being a proper example in the world you're at and this and that, and yeah, hanging out with these guys and, just knowing that, you know, we got each other's backs and this and that, it does mean a lot. And there's a lot of, indirectional influences that we have on each other and just like that, the kinetic energy that exists, you know, that permeates through week in, week out and throughout the months and years and this and that. So I'll just end that with a little cheers. So yeah, much love y'all. Much respects.
Yeah. I want to remind folks to mark your calendar. February 22 and 23 is going to be the Freedom Under Natural Law number 4. Humanity Rising online conference 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. And we got a few speakers right in this group that are going to be. And the lineup is just going out now for the speakers. And pretty soon we'll be talking about another poster that shows the speakers presentation titles, and we're going to be having music. And so I'm really looking forward to it. Check out freedomundernaturallaw.com to see updates and follow us on social media. And, yeah, I'm just, happy that we're all still here. It's amazing. And I'm proud of us, and let's see what we can do next year.
Ooh, and also just we're trying to inspire others to do the same exact thing. You know, anyone can create a group or even just like one person to collaborate with another person, or, you know, six people is a really solid number. And like you mentioned in the beginning, Chris, that, you know, like, yeah, like everyone has their life shit going on and this and that. And like the fact that we're able to hold each other accountable to a good, respectable degree, and we really respect that, you know, respectare, you know, looking back again, my friend, and all these things. It's just a really good, positive environment to be around. And like, whether you're, you know, like we got the girls club, you know, like that's a great flip to what we got going on with the One Great Work Warriors. So shout outs to them, you know, Sarah Cross, Leslie Powers, and Brittany Ashby, and everyone that's, you know, been collaborating with them. And you know, we can do this all. Y'all can make your own groups and this and that, even just like meetup.com and take it from there type of thing as well, because we need folks from, you know, the lowest common denominator. And that's also why we bring up a lot of topics like the sitcoms or the shitcoms. And yeah, so I love the variety of topics we've.
That's the other one I was trying to bring up. I was trying to think of one in my brain. Yeah,
that was your topic suggestion too. So yeah, man.
It was disappointing because we didn't have Brandon, but it was a good one besides that.
So that's the degrees of versatility we have of, yeah, we can talk about the great work and how shit's all fucked up and how people need to get their heads out of their asses and also like have a little, some fun with it here and there with, you know, the shit comms and playing on words and this and that, but also staying true to the word and your word as well. Like Brandon, you know, really does a great job of, you know, having those good old reminders for everyone out there and us exclusively with staying true to our word of showing up. So that's what's up. And I appreciate y'all again. Sorry.
We appreciate you, brother. I appreciate all of you too. And I want to add to what you're saying, Derek, because I think it's important. I think people, and I love the saying, and it's a very popular saying along the lines of all great journeys start with the first step. And I've always liked that. I think that's, you know, we hear this so often, but do you really think about what it's even saying? And I think people have to realize that you have, it's so important you take that first step. And you'll be surprised how quickly you move along and progress. And it's an incredible thing. And I think a lot of people are stuck at this. I talk to people all the time that have so much they can offer, but they talk themselves out of it. They will find they don't think they're ready. They don't know enough. They're not sure about something. And I keep trying to encourage them, just do it and you'll be so shocked. And I always tell people there's so many unique ways too. We all got I believe this truly, that we all have a unique gift. It's something that we're really good and passionate and I would hope passionate about. And so find what works for you and in your unique way to get this information out. There's people doing it in so many ways, dance, music, there's radio, podcasting. You'll find something and make it work for yourself. And I think that's really important. You got to take that first step. And also the first step, and I'll keep always harping on it, to do that foundational work on yourself. It's so important. Like I was saying earlier, I think a lot of people are missing that aspect, is doing that shadow work on themselves and really getting to the root causes of everything and really getting to, I always say, know yourself. How many people truly know themselves to that, like truly? And when they take away all the influence and all the bombardment we're getting from all the social media, all these things in our life, and that's so key. You got to do that work on yourself and then take that first step. It's an incredible journey and it's so much learning and you meet incredible people. I met so many incredible people, and I just want to say, if anyone wants to get a hold of me, I just want to give my email, guys. So if you want to reach out and contact me, I'm easy to get a hold of. I would love to get your thoughts on our shows, anything. It's beenthinkingpodcast@gmail.com. That's simple, guys. I'm not hard to get a hold of, and I'd love to hear from you and get your thoughts. And for the future, I just want to add that I'm hoping maybe we can have some more featured guests along the road. I really enjoyed that when we had the ladies on and got their perspective on things. We've had Will come on and teach us a few things, and I would love to, hopefully we can do that in the future. I would like to get a few, once in a while, bring on somebody, a special guest, and I think that adds something really cool to this dynamic. So thank you for being here, guys, and thank you, each and every one of you, for being you. You guys are incredible, and I'm so honored to be here and part of this group. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. And then, I don't know, Derek, did you mention Europa? Your group Europa? I think you guys...
Yeah, Europa Natural Law. Yeah,
Europa
sure.
Natural Law.
On the old continent, reach out to Europa Natural Law. Tap link and all that good stuff.
And I also wanted to mention...
Dissolving the Divide, of course.
Dissolving the Divide, of course.
Thanks for having us on, by the way.
Another cool podcaster from affirmlifedaily.com, Cynthia.
Yeah. Cynthia Mitchell, yeah.
Yeah, and she, I want to, you know, have people kind of send some special thoughts out to her. I think her mom's having some health problems or something. So, because we were supposed to have a interview tomorrow, and we're putting it off a little bit, but she's doing some great work. I know she just interviewed Nate Kapp, And so just wanted to shout that out too. And thanks for bringing up Sarah Cross. She's another amazing one. So,
and she's at Rev Radio now, Chris.
Yeah.
She does a show. There's a lot of great content creators over at doing their radio shows.
It's I love seeing Dan Arnold there as well. Grab your coffee in the morning for that and all that good stuff.
And I got some great guests lined up.
Just like Chris's show at night. So double feature. Hey, watch out. And then Brandon, you know, 24/7. What's up, yo?
That's awesome. I love that. And Brandon's going to be a guest. Brandon's going to be my guest on my radio show on January 13th. So mark that in your calendars. Revolution.radio, guys. Yeah, Revolution.radio. And the 13th. And I don't know what Brandon – I love Brandon. I give him a free reign of what – I just tell him whatever you want to cover, the 2 hours is yours to dive into it. And I ask questions along the way and do a lot of learning.
What episode was that when you talked about the White Wizard and the Dark Wizard?
I don't know, but that was a good one.
Remember that one?
That was a great one.
I wanted to mention that. I can't remember.
Like a year and a half ago, I think.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
Brandon.
Which one would that have been in? Because we were talking about The Art of the Craft.
Yeah. Was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it was. Magic. That's why I love that one so much. Yep.
Yeah, and then I had to get Brandon on radio for that. I was like, you got to talk about this on radio. It's great. People loved it.
Yeah, I love that. All right. Well, I'm about ready to wrap it up. I'm kind of getting my brain slowing down time of night here. But anybody else want to pop off with anything before we close up?
I feel I should just say or let the people know that fear, because I was listening to the What Is a Man, and Jim said fear stops people from, or at least the hombres from becoming men. So fear is false evidence appearing real. You can overcome it.
There you go. So take that away and face your fear, embrace your fear, and make it do use it to engage yourself.
That's right.
All right. Much love, folks. I'll play our little outro here, and we'll see you guys on Thursday. See you. In this world of love and brutality.